What is it to King David to take up a whole village and burn it up to God? He says to God, this is not what you want. You want offerings, you want silver and gold, you want palaces. I would have given it. I would have given you a burnt offering that will burn for 3 to 4 weeks. King David could have done that. But he says, God, that's not what you want. And he says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And it's not so much about sin. It's about the humility of the heart. How low are we willing to go? How we see ourselves in the light of God's love, His grace, and His mercy. It is about a life that is coming before the God who doesn't need one hair on our body to do anything. He can do it all by Himself. What we need is the presence of God. We need Him. Then He needs us. We need God. I wanted to take a little bit of time to pray with you tonight. We will let the Holy Spirit minister to us, and we'll let God lead us, take us. We can have the musicians come up, and Pastor Jason can come up and lead us. Just now we sang a beautiful song that I remember, and I will always remember, I Surrender All. I love that song. Let's sing that chorus together. My heart is full tonight because I have the liberty to share with you some of the things that are intimate and that are special and precious to me. I don't know in how many more ways and words that I can say to you that there is nothing but emptiness in my life if not for God's presence. If He takes His presence away from me, everything is as dry as sawdust, as lightweight as when the wind comes, just a breeze. I will be left with emptiness. I ask you tonight that in all of your pursuits, in all of your priorities, in everything that you set yourself up, that this is a watertight, a perfect plan. That this is a foolproof thing, that I have got this whole thing cornered. Don't be too sure unless you have sought the presence of God. And you may have been stripped of so many things that you thought you need. Or through time, you may have become weaker and weaker. And it seems like your position now is so weak that you are further behind than you are ahead of what you want to do. Remember what Jesus said. The last shall be the first. The first shall be the last. And what Jesus is saying, I'm going to throw away all of your arithmetic, all of your mathematics. I'm going to throw away all of your calculations and your predictions. Even the last can be first. What does it take? Pursuing, seeking the presence of God. Why don't we stand on our feet now? Thank you. shahana bodri biandai. Let's sing it together. To Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to Him, my blessed Savior. Oh, we surrender to you, Lord. I surrender. Oh, to you I surrender, Lord.
I surrender,
Lord.
To be my
blessed Savior. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, as we stand in the presence of God, the Spirit of God that is in our midst, it is not the touch of man that we desire or it will mean anything to us at all, but it is the touch of God that will mean everything, that will turn your life upside down, that will change you forever. And tonight, if you know that you need to do some surrendering, that there is some giving over and laying down at the altar of God, you better not wait. Come on down to the front and lay before God what you want to bring to the altars of God. And if you have been surrendering to God and you say, this is the right time of the year, I want to come to God and renew my pledge, renew my vows, rededicate my life to God and said, God, I want to stay surrendered. I want to stay given over to you. I want to stay walking with the presence of God. How dare I take another day? How dare I face another giant without your presence going with me? Oh, Sarabondarabiandai. Come on, let's sing it. And when you sing it, forget the people around you. You better come before the face of God and tell Him what you mean. And tell Him as you say it, you mean what you say. Oh, I surrender to you, Lord. Jesus. Sing it again to Him. I surrender all. Jesus. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. One more time, sing it with all of your heart. Yes, we surrender to you, Lord. To Thee, blessed Savior. I surrender. Oh, Oriana. Tell the Lord what it is that you need to give up. What is it that you have held? You have gathered to yourself. What is it that you have kept and you have hoarded that has stood in your way, that have been a baggage to you? Tell Him that you surrender it to Him. What is it? Is it a relationship? Is it stuff that you have? Is it money? What is it that you have not surrendered to God? What is that? Your career? Your own wisdom? Your plans? Your friends? Television? Pleasures of this life? Habits? Games? What is it? Sports? Entertainment? What are those things that have just put a weight on you, that have made you sluggish, have made you lazy, have made you tired, have made you preoccupied? Those are the things that need to be laid on the altar today, so that you can pursue the presence of God. Don't allow anything to weigh you down. Let His presence come. Yes, Lord, yes. Just as I am to you, I come. Oh, I laid it down, oh God. You know what is in deep in my heart. Lord, you know. Lord, you know. You know the struggles. You know the battles. God, you know the secret places. You know it all, the wisest. Oh, you know the drills. Lord, you know our weaknesses. You know, Lord, you know where we slack. Oh, you know every lack. Lord, you know it all. And yet you call us, come. You bid us come. And oh, and yet here we are, your presence here in this place. Lord, how great is your love. Oh, mercy, mercy, merciful God. Grace abound. Oh, indeed, God, grace of God, it abounds in this place. Oh, God, we fall into your mercy. Oh, God, touch us now, touch us now. God, touch us now. We are weak, make us strong, oh God. Oh, help from above. Let it come and pull us out. Oh, lift us up. Oh, God, let us walk, let us run. Let us soar. yes, Lord. Let it not be trickles. Well, drops of mercy. Not for today, oh God. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be His name. Whoa, let God touch you. Let God minister to you. Let healing begin tonight. Let an awakening, a spiritual awakening, come into your soul. Oh yes, let a stirring of desire, of hunger starts in motion. Oh, that let it grow and let it increase. Oh yes, it will be like a sponge waiting to soak in the presence of God more and more, one time to the next. But let it begin in this place. Let it begin here now. Let it begin tonight. Oh yes, let it begin. Oh, oh, oh. Let it be the beginning. Yeah, so hold on to the band. Oh, bless the Lord. Come on. Stay open to receive from God. Just stay open to receive from God. He is here. He's here to touch you, to fill you, to let your cup run over. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let more happen. Let more happen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.